WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Swarnamon Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. This year's local observance of the annual National Fallen Firefighters Memorial Service took on added meaning.
Bells signaling the last call were played in honor of 20 Texas firefighters and 106 around the country who died last year. Names that were read included Brian's Greg Pickard and Eric Wallace. College Station Fire Chief Eric Hurt noted that was one of three fire events nationwide where there were multiple deaths, and they all took place in Texas.
This is a trend that we must try and continue to try to stop. The loss of these firefighters has a tremendous impact on families, communities, fire departments across our nation.
There were also multiple casualties last year in West and Houston. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A state trooper and a trucker were injured Monday morning following a crash on Highway 21 west of Madisonville. DPS Sergeant Jimmy Morgan says both drivers were transported to St. Joseph's in Bryan with injuries not believed to be life-threatening. Morgan says the unidentified trooper was attempting to pass the westbound semi when the trucker started a left turn into an oil field and was struck by the patrol car. Sunday night, a crash on Highway 21 near OSR west of Bryan resulted in one death and one with critical injuries. DPS investigators are still investigating how an eastbound pickup went through the median and struck the oncoming car head-on. The driver of the truck, who was killed at the scene, was identified as 79-year-old Joyce Miller of Normandy. The driver of the car, who was flown to St. Joseph's, was identified as 19-year-old Burnell Sample of Spicewood. Blinn College is holding faculty job fairs today in both Bryan and Brenham.
We will have a hiring fair in all disciplines to find additional faculty members in preparation for the spring of 2015 and the fall of 2015.
Blinn's Brazos County campus president Sylvia McMullen invites prospects to the student centers on both campuses today between 3 and 8. Action during the last Bryan City Council meeting included offering an economic development incentive to a longtime business that's expanding. Mayor Jason Byinski says it involves Callaway Jones Funeral Home on South College, which has been in business for 64 years.
We look at it as an economic development opportunity and redevelopment of that South College corridor where a lot of things could be happening in that area. And so we're excited to keep that business here in Bryan, a longstanding, longtime taxpayer here, and help them with their growth and expansion.
The city will reimburse half the tax charged on the expansion as long as the additional value is a minimum $1 million and it adds 2 full-time employees. Major changes are on the way about the administration of the state's largest economic development fund. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner agrees with the recommendations made by the state auditor to impose stricter controls over the Texas Enterprise Fund.
We do need to look forward, increasing the oversight and increasing the control to make sure that we're using our taxpayer dollars effectively and appropriately. And the bottom line is transparency and accountability.
Schwartner says there's a place for the Texas Enterprise Fund and the state's Emerging Technologies Fund as economic development tools. WTAW News Time approaching 7:10 at 69 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Swarnamon Flooring. More news at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Companies that need to be at the center of the biotech revolution are choosing Aggieland Business Park as the place to start or grow their business. Just a mile past the airport on FM 60, Aggieland Business Park offers affordable build-to-suit options with quick access to the biotech corridor and the high-speed fiber your business needs to stay competitive. Whether it's an executive office suite or an acre under one roof, don't waste time looking for an old building that might fit your needs. Call Jim Jett today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
Good morning, it's 7:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Sunshine today. There'll be some passing clouds now and again. Temperatures today near 90, a few spots just above 90. The clouds roll in overnight. There may be a little bit of fog, 70 to 75. Clouds will give way to occasional sunshine tomorrow, high of 90. There is the chance of an afternoon storm. Partly to mostly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Clouds on Thursday. A shower or thunderstorm could develop late in the day, a high of 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with an Aggie defensive player being named SEC Defensive Player of the Week. We'll share who in just a bit. Also, the Chiefs and the New England Patriots. The Chiefs shellacked them last night in Monday Night Football. And A.J. Hinch is the new head coach for the Houston Astros. We'll have that and more in sports at 7:50.
Well, the reason they shellacked them was because, hey, it's the loudest football stadium ever.
Yeah.
During the second quarter of last night's game, the Kansas City Chiefs fans set a new Guinness record and helped make Arrowhead Stadium the loudest stadium in the world.
I would venture a guess that as soon as Seattle decides they want to do it, they're going to get that record back.
And again, yeah, it was about a year ago that Seattle broke the two-year-old crowd noise record at CenturyLink Field.
And a step further than that, I'm venturing a guess that maybe sometime this year they might try it here.
Yeah, well, that ain't going to work. I mean, they've tried it before, and it didn't go well.
I'm wondering what it'll do, though, when they get the canopies on both sides.
Well, that might make a little bit of difference, and that's the whole reason the Seattle place wins, because of the, you know, everything kind of gets channeled back in.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens.
See, I think we just need to find a common note. I think everyone's in different pitches and timbers. We need to get aligned.
We don't have a music school here. We can't do that.
We have a band, though.
Now, that'd be cool if everybody does home. Is that it? And it levitates the stadium. No.
We're going to do Gregorian chants now.
A little pitch pipe.
Okay. We did, by the way, we had computer-generated yells yesterday, so.
Yes, we did.
If you missed that, it's archived. You can go back and see it, find it, hear it, whatever. Okay. So anyhow, did New England score? I mean, I turned it on and they hadn't scored yet.
They scored twice.
Oh, did they? Well, good for them. But that wasn't enough.
No. Okay. They got manhandled. Kansas City looked really good last night.
So we know that you love us and all that kind of stuff, but we know that probably there's some of you who listen to music at some point during the day, and that's okay. We don't hold that against you. Most of us do, too. But how do you get that music? In the music industry's second big legal victory in less than a week, a judge yesterday ruled that GrooveShark, which is an online music service that the major record companies don't like, had basically infringed on thousands of copyrights. They're kind of like Napster. Remember Napster? Those are those people who weren't paying their dues. And so as a result, they were basically stealing the music, and the record industry said, quit it, stop it.
And Mark Cuban said, I'm going to sell it before that happens.
Well, and that's, yeah. But, you know, that's the other thing. I mean, you know, Steve Jobs went to the recording industry years ago and said, your product will be stolen if you don't do something about it. And they said,
nah,
go away, little frog, and have a wonderful life. And, you know, it happened. So anyhow, they finally caught GrooveShark yesterday. And there are others out there who you may listen to. Those are kind of with the blessing of the record industry in that they pay for the royalties. But these people from GrooveShark, I mean, it says in the lawsuit that we're talking the chief executive officer and the chief technology officer were among the folks who were uploading the songs to their personal computers, and they sent out emails telling their employees to do the same. So as a result, they had like 6,000 songs that they had uploaded without permission, so they're going to have to pay for that. And if you remember, Mr. Downs came in and talked to us last week about Sirius XM, how they got in trouble because they haven't been paying for pre-1972 recordings. So maybe if you have your online service to listen, you get to keep your online service, but maybe not. We'll just see. It's 7:16. All right, we were talking last week, and we never went back to it, so I thought I would today, just kind of cleaning up stuff. Things that were made for kids that are now being marketed to adults. Who says kids get to have all the fun? Adults apparently started taking up on this, and marketers understood. Gummy vitamins, once popular with children, colorful, chewable, sweet-tasting vitamins now everywhere in the adult vitamin section. Did you guys know that? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Walt Disney World. In some ways, Disney World has always been marketed to adults who often say that they enjoy feeling like a kid while touring the theme parks without children. And Disney has taken several steps over the years to appeal to the adult-only clientele, including the introduction of booze for sale at the Magic Kingdom. Wow, did you know that?
No.
No.
Of course, the cover charge will just eat you alive. I mean, then they're going to charge you for the drinks. But apparently they have after-hours parties with alcohol and tasting menus, and most recently a $79 food and wine late night at Epcot. Yeah, that's, I guarantee you, that's a piece of toast that's got cheese whiz on it and a half a glass of wine in a plastic cup for $79.
But it's called a tapas.
Yeah. Wall Street Journal noted that while Pop-Tarts are most popular with teens and younger children, adults reach for them as a retro snack. It's also just nostalgia that's drawing adults back to Pop-Tarts, but shoppers increasingly want quick breakfast that they can eat with one hand on the go. And my gosh, what could be healthier than a Pop-Tart, right?
Not much. It's got fruit.
Hey, that, oh, sure. Or you get the cinnamon sugar one that's got the sugar coating on top of it. What else is going on for adults that were meant for children? Backpacks. And what could be considered a sign that adults really don't want to grow up, backpack sales are up dramatically among consumers aged 18 and up. Now, I know there are a lot of college students there. But I guess you do see some, probably in the big city, you see some folks who sling those backpacks around. Fashion designers featuring posh leather and camouflage versions of the bag. Some of them cost up to $2,000.
I think College Station City Councilman Benham has one of those.
You know, I was about to say, I believe the last time he was here, he was sporting a backpack, as a matter of fact. Obstacle courses. Kids have playgrounds and towns and parks and schools. What are you chuckling about?
The Warrior Dash.
Yeah, I was
going
to say,
like
now
that.
People pay money to go run 3 miles to do that.
Okay, the gym doesn't really qualify because for most people, working out is not fun. The exception is when the workout allows grown-ups to swing and jump and get dirty and challenge themselves on courses made specifically for them. American Ninja Warrior, they mentioned here. And on Tough Mudder, another extreme.
Yep.
Tough Mudder.
One of our sales weasels has done that.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Tough Mudder, Spartan Run, Zombie Run.
Which female.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, okay, I know which one.
Weaselette.
Okay. There you go. Legos, the Lego movie, was certainly clever and entertaining enough to warrant some sort of an adult audience, especially among those who grew up with those little building bricks. So lately, Lego has been making another appeal to adults. Several Legoland Discovery Centers, which normally attract families with children under the age of 10 or 12, have been offering special adult nights.
Legos are cool.
Once again, your glass of wine and your little box of Legos, and there you go.
My mom saved me from a big mistake related to Legos. I was trying to divest myself of all my childhood belongings, trying to grow up. And
right.
She said, you know what, why don't we just put that in the back of the closet.
Oh, very cool.
Wait till you have kids.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah.
Well, you know at some point with wine and Legos, somebody's going, pew, 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 pew.
Or ow, 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 ow. Here, let's turn out the lights and run around and see who can find the most Legos, right? Everybody take your shoes off, and here we go. All right.
I can't get these two small ones apart.
Exactly. And then finally, Halloween. October the 31st used to be about kids. It used to be about trick-or-treating.
No, sir.
No. Adults last year spent $1.2 billion on costumes.
Yeah.
Compared to $1 billion for kids. Roughly 7 out of 10 college-age adults plan on dressing up for Halloween.
You could probably film some training videos at bars.
Oh, my God.
That bad.
Well, I know. Well, today, I discarded the story. We weren't going to use it. Guidelines for parents for their children's Halloween costumes. I mean, if you need somebody to tell you what the guidelines are, you're probably really not looking at your child and saying, okay, now other people are going to see my child dressed like this. Why would you think that dressing them like a Hooters girl would be a good idea? You know? Well, no, you know that there are parents out there who'll do that.
Wow.
Just saying. All right, coming up in a little while, people who are a whole lot richer than any of us, it's the Forbes Richest Folks in U.S. America. Not going to do it right now, though. And, as you might expect, after the weekend problems at the FAA facility outside Chicago, all the bigs have ordered a security review of the various air facilities around the country. Flight cancellations continued at O'Hare and Midway, over 400 of them canceled yesterday, so that makes sense. TGI Fridays, remember we used to have one of those
yes.
here?
Mm-hmm.
Add them to the list of restaurant chains that are selling off their restaurants. They're just going to have franchise operators out there. Fortune Magazine reports that the company's less than 250, they got 247 restaurants, will spin off like Burger King, Applebee's, and McDonald's, most of which are already owned by franchisees. The big deal is, of course, that the company gets about 5% of the sales, and the franchise operator has to deal with all the other issues involved in actually running the restaurant that way. Here, you take care of it, pay me 5%, and we'll see you in the morning.
That used to be that and Bennigan's.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't, you know, high-end restaurants, but that used to be a decent, you know, fairly popular place.
Well, and I thought they were gone, but a few times we had gone to Houston, and I saw the Bennigan's logo a little different.
Really? They're still here?
Well, I didn't, yeah, okay. Well, they reopened because they're doing that thing where they're basically subletting, they're franchising it out.
Okay, and that's it. That's, yeah. Well, the and again, being in Dallas last week, I saw a real grown-up TGI Fridays instead of the one which we had, which is just kind of TGI for... You know,
Friday lit.
Just for, yeah. Didn't even have all the DAY on it. Yeah.
TGI Thursdays.
Yeah, exactly.
Just thank goodness.
They opened in New York back in 1965, and which is pretty interesting, a long time ago. So
I remember being astounded seeing one of those and a Olive Garden in Times Square. Thought of all the places to go get Italian food in
yeah,
New York
let me,
City.
Let me go over there to Olive Garden because... Because I get free breadsticks.
There was an hour wait.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, but, you know, again, that's one of the sad things about U.S. Americans. You know, they come from Overland Park, Kansas, because they have an Olive Garden there, and they go to a big city where there's great dining, and they go to the Olive Garden
the
there.
The Olive Garden.
They know
what they know.
Know what they get. They know what they're going to get when they go there. Also, if you go to the Carnegie Deli, you know what you're going to get. Which is an expensive sandwich. They got a brand new one there now. In honor of Derek Jeter, it's their triple club in his honor, which has bacon, turkey, American cheese, tomato, and lettuce on white toast. It costs you $28. Now, obviously, you've been to the, you know, lots of folks have been to the Carnegie Deli. You don't eat one sandwich all by yourself, but nonetheless. Oh, I'd like to see a video of this. British police arrested a man who allegedly led him on a chase with a stolen bulldozer. Police say the unidentified 22-year-old phoned him in the middle of the night to tell them that he had stolen the 44-ton bulldozer. Well, of course, it says here, hot pursuit. That sparked lukewarm pursuit that lasted 3 hours and even included a police helicopter. They eventually cornered him. They took him into custody. No word on what the motives were. Again, how fast could they have been going?
I don't know, but there's part of you that has to say, you know, he did it because he could.
Well,
it's a bulldozer.
Well, and at some point, you know, he could probably turn on them, and they'd need to be a little bit careful about that. Anyway, why don't they have that on YouTube? You know, instead we have cat videos. It's 724.
John Deere 3E Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a John Deere 3032E or 3038E compact utility tractor and save $500 with the purchase of two or more John Deere or Frontier implements, plus 0% financing for 72 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you, or see us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 31st, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Hi, St. Joseph Eagle fans. Sam Jones here reminding you to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagles football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Strata Auto Repair, Texas Fleet Outfitters, Kelly Burt Dozer, The Bank and Trust, and Pete's Auto Care.
Listen to St. Joseph Eagles football, and special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
I can pretty well assure you that David Gardner's can find a piece of jewelry that's going to fit just what your needs are. The reason I say that is because they've been doing it for 30 years in all sorts of situations. Jewelry taste, obviously, is different as every person, and David understands that. David has likes that he designs. He designs those kind of things that catch his eye. But also, if you'll tell him what you're looking for, he or one of his designers may, in fact, have something already drawn up that could be very similar. That's one of the neat things about David Gardner's. When you go in, you can actually see the drafting table where they start the creation of a piece of jewelry. But because David, again, has been doing this for 30 years, maybe they've already got something there that would fit your needs. One of the things that's more and more important to David as time goes on is function, how that piece of jewelry is going to be used so that you get the value that you would like to have in anything that you purchase, but at the same time, it has that David Gardner touch. And while we've talked mostly about David and his staff, remember that they have other designers as well represented there. If you're looking to maybe just get back to basics, obviously you can go in and talk to him about that and understand this. Just about wherever your budget is, David Gardner's has something that can fit there, so why not have that David Gardner piece of jewelry, what you're looking for that special person? And you can find it at David Gardner's, 911 University Drive.
The third annual Brazos Valley Fair means good times and great food. Come get your happy on October 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Brazos County Expo. There'll be fun for all ages, including a carnival, rodeo, shopping, pig races, petting zoo, livestock shows, and concerts by Kevin Fowler and Earl Thomas Conley, free with your paid admission. Plenty of free parking, and kids 3 and under get in free. Like Brazos Valley Fair on Facebook or visit BrazosValleyFair.com.
It's the weather brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Hey, during the summer, you know, just about every day somebody took advantage of their loaner program. That's just what it says. If your unit goes down, you need to stay comfortable. They've got a loaner unit they can connect you up with while they're fixing yours. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling. Here's your weather. High temperature today and tomorrow, probably about 90, well, actually today, tomorrow, and Thursday, about 92, 93, something like that. Low will be in the middle 70s or a little bit cooler. Then a little bit of a change, 30% chance of showers on Thursday, but 50% at night, low of 68. And then Friday and Saturday, we're looking at highs of only 82 or 83 and lows right around 60 or maybe a little bit under. So should be pleasant. Right now, the winds are out of the east at 5, 90% relative humidity, mostly cloudy, and it's 70 out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
There's a story running on something called the Daily Finance website that identifies 10 signs that you are headed toward financial ruin. Isn't that exciting? Now, the premise of the article is that too many Americans are spending too much and saving too little, which isn't new. And it isn't news either. But let's take a look at the details, shall we? The recent survey finds that 40% of consumers say their cash reserves would hold out for only 3 months. Just 28% say they have enough in an emergency fund to give them a full year of security. Now, for many Americans, there's nothing left over at the end of the month for savings. So when emergencies crop up, as they tend to do, a lot of people resort to so-called payday loans, which are high-interest loans that some people have a real difficulty repaying. Now, here are some of those 10 signs to help you determine if you're one of the unlucky Americans headed toward financial ruin. Your credit score is below 600. You're almost maxed out on your credit cards. You don't know how much you owe on your credit cards. You're overdrawn on your checking account. And you're behind on your car payments and maybe other big payments like your mortgage. Now, there's a much easier way to tell if you're headed toward financial ruin than all of that. It's very simple, my friends. You know what it is? When you have elected liberal Democrats and their economic plans have become law, financial disaster is right around the corner. We're living it now. It happens like clockwork.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Seattle guy went to bed with nearly $300,000 in his bank account. By morning, it was gone because of some identity thief. Now, can you imagine if some thief got to your life savings? No one can stop all identity theft. But here's what I did. I armed my bank and retirement accounts with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock's best just got better. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, helping protect your identity, bank and retirement accounts, your credit cards, even the equity in your home. How many other ID theft protection services do that? The answer is zero. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus and sleep easier knowing that if a thief goes after your life savings, LifeLock's on it. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush now or call and use promo code RUSH to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. 800-444-2810. That's 800-444-2810.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. Significant missteps and weak oversight were two of the observations made by Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner about the administration of the Texas Enterprise Fund. That doesn't mean Senator Schwertner wants to eliminate the economic development tool. Senator Schwertner here. We'll see if we can come back to that audio. Schwertner agrees with the recommendations issued last week by the state auditor. He says, in totality, over the last 10 years, the enterprise and emerging technology funds have been part of what's been called the economic miracle of Texas. The Bryan City Council began September with approving economic incentives for a new project slated to add at least... I'm losing my news script. Scott, can we go to commercial and come right back?
I think we probably can take care of that.
Thank you very much.
We'll give you about a minute.
Okay.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills, too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do. Making a difference for you.
Have you experienced a Malik difference? When you turn to the experts at Malik and Carrier for your indoor comfort, they won't try to sell you anything. They'll just show you all your options. If you decide to replace your system with an energy-efficient Carrier, Malik is offering up to $2,400 in credits and rebates. Malik proudly installs Carrier but services all models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort.
Malik is making a difference for you.
License number TACLA 9262C.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
All right, there you go.
And thank you very much. Significant missteps, weak oversight, two of the observations made by Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner about the administration of the Texas Enterprise Fund. That doesn't mean he wants to eliminate the economic development tool, though.
Yeah, I'm not very comfortable with every aspect of these funds, but you know, these funds have a part to play in the times that we live in. They are deal-closing entities, and we're competing against 49 other states and many other countries.
Schwertner agrees with the recommendations issued last week by the state auditor.
I think the time to put in stricter oversight and controls to make sure our taxpayer dollars are being utilized wisely is yesterday. So I look forward to seeing those auditors' recommendations put in place quickly.
Schwertner says in totality, over the last 10 years, the enterprise and emerging technology funds have been part of what's been called the economic miracle of Texas. The Bryan City Council began September with approving economic incentives for a new project slated to add at least $500 million to the tax rolls. During the council's last meeting, unanimous approval was given to offering Callaway Jones Funeral Home a 50% tax break on an expansion valued at a minimum $1 million.
We want to do all we can to retain those businesses, and he's wanting to invest a lot of money and expand his operations, and so this was something I think it amounts to maybe $15,000 over 5 years that he could be eligible for if he brings an additional $1 million in improvements to the to that location and some additional jobs.
Mayor Jason Byinski also considers it an important part of redeveloping South College near Aston Park and the municipal golf course. Two Bryan firefighters were among 20 in Texas and 106 nationwide who died while on the job last year.
Lieutenant Gregory W. Pickard. Lieutenant Eric D. Wallace.
Bryan Fire Chief Randy McGregor read the names of the men lost in the Knights of Columbus Hall fire in February 2013 as part of the local observance of the National Fallen Firefighters Memorial Service. College Station Fire Chief Eric Hurt says great advances in fire ground safety are offset by greater dangers.
We see more volatile materials, home furnishings, combined with lighter weight construction that cause a quicker failure of a structure in a fire scene.
Hurt says it's a big challenge to reduce the number of firefighter fatalities.
I'm reminded of the old children saying, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Well, that's what we have to do to continue to work for the safety of the firefighters.
There will be a national service in Washington, D.C. a week from Sunday, October 12th. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
One person died and a second was critically injured from a crash Sunday night west of Bryan on Highway 21 near OSR. DPS reports the driver of an eastbound pickup went through the median and struck an oncoming car head-on. The driver of the truck, 79-year-old Joyce Miller of Normangy, was killed. The driver of the car, 19-year-old Burnell Sample of Spicewood, was flown to St. Joseph's. Then Monday morning, there was a crash on Highway 21 west of Madisonville involving a DPS patrol car and a semi. Sergeant Jimmy Morgan says both drivers were taken to St. Joseph's with injuries not believed to be life-threatening. Morgan says the westbound patrol car was attempting to pass the semi when the trucker attempted to make a left turn into an oil field. High-tech tools are being used to recreate a virtual picture of a bus crash that killed four North Central Texas college softball players and injured a dozen others in southern Oklahoma. Robert Sumwalt with the National Transportation Safety Board says a 3D scanning laser is part of their arsenal.
We're also doing inspections of the truck, each of the truck and the bus. We're conducting interviews. We've got GPS data.
Sumwalt says there are no signs of the truck braking or trying to avoid a collision. The driver of the truck says something in the truck's cabin distracted him before he went through the median and the semi slammed the bus. The performance of House Speaker John Boehner continues to be criticized by some in his own party. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the time for a change to be made is after the November election.
The wrong time is to do it after the nominee has been picked and then to do it on the House floor in front of national TV. To try to embarrass our side of the aisle. And so there is some discussion of changing the rules so that the election stays focused in the November time period for leadership and not after during the swearing-in ceremony.
On another election issue, Flores says he's heard nothing to indicate there will be a ruling contesting the voter ID law in Texas that will change what will happen in November. Continued growth at Blinn College means administrators are looking for more faculty members in all disciplines.
We do know that our growth will continue for the fall of 2015, and so being able to plan this far in advance is really strategic for meeting the needs of our students.
Blinn's Brazos County Campus President Sylvia McMullen says hiring fairs are taking place today from 3 until 8 at the student centers in Brenham and Bryan. There are open positions for next spring as well as fall of 2015. WTAW News Time, it's 7:39 and 69 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Tis the season to place your business ad in the upcoming Christmas issue of Brazos Family Magazine. Learn ways to have the kids help make those seasonal treats. Discover the latest in holiday wear for children. And Brazos Family's holiday issue is your guide to hundreds of seasonal events that are fun for the whole family. For information about advertising in the Christmas edition of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. When it comes to roofing warranties, how much do you really understand and how good are they? At Schulte Roofing, we make them easy to understand. For example, our workmanship warranty is for the life of your roof. That's it. No tricks, no gimmicks, just solid professional roof installations. Schulte Roofing is the only place that's offering a lifetime workmanship warranty. There are no holes in our installations or the guarantees that back them up. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is 7:41. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine today. There'll be some passing clouds now and again. Temperatures today near 90, a few spots just above 90. The clouds roll in overnight. There may be a little bit of fog, 70 to 75. Clouds will give way to occasional sunshine tomorrow, high of 90. There is the chance of an afternoon storm. Partly to mostly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Clouds on Thursday, a shower or thunderstorm could develop late in the day, a high of 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm extremely proud of the effort of our older guys. Our older guys led us. They were in and out of a real football game.
Yes, indeed, it was a football game against Arkansas, enough so that A&M got one of the defensive players of the week from the SEC. We'll have more on that. Plus, the Houston Astros have a new football coach. And
no, they don't.
I'm sorry, the Houston Astros have a new baseball coach.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Monday Night Football, too. All that and more coming up in sports.
And also, before 8 o'clock, if we have time, we may not. The baseball playoffs start tomorrow, is that correct?
I believe that is correct, yes.
The Hateability Index. The Hateability Index. Have that for you in just a few minutes. So, you ever wonder how batteries got their designation?
I'm sorry, it actually starts today.
Okay. Around the time of World War I, American battery manufacturers and the World Industry, War Industries Board, and a few government agencies got together to develop some nationally uniform specifications for the size of battery cells, their arrangement in batteries, and their minimum performance criteria, along with other standards. In 1924, industry and government representatives met to figure out a naming system for all those cells and batteries so that they could get them standardized, and they decided just to base it on the alphabet, dubbing the smallest cells, single-cell batteries, A. Then they went from there to B, C, and D, and then they also had the number 6 battery that was larger than the others and pretty commonly used. That one they grandfathered in without a name change. That's the one that you see that has the little things on top, and it's about the size of a soda can. Mm-hmm. That's a 6. Okay. Yep. Battery technology obviously changed and improved. New sizes of battery were made, and that's the reason we came up with this system now where we have AA and AAA. Because, you know, that's... And when do you use an A battery anymore? Maybe flashlights? Some
nah,
of them?
Nah.
And even then?
I don't even... Where you'd even find one.
Just that, well,
batteries plus bulbs, sorry.
Oh, yeah, of course. The mid-size A and B batteries simply didn't have a market and more or less have disappeared from U.S. America. While you won't typically see your A or B batteries on American store shelves, they are still out there. B batteries are sometimes used in Europe for lanterns and bicycle lamps. So according to Energizer, though, their popularity dwindling too, they may be completely discontinued, so go buy yourself a B battery and set it aside, and you can sell it on Pawn Stars later, or not.
There's a B battery on campus.
Is that right?
Yeah, oh. In the band.
There you go.
Not the same.
So Forbes magazine has released their list of the richest people in U.S. America, and there's not a lot of change, of course, kind of like the football polls. You know, it gets turned over every once in a while, but not very often. Bill Gates, still the richest person in America for the 21st year in a row, with a net worth of $81 billion.
And wow, said no one ever.
He's 58 years old. He's done this for 21 years. My A&M Consolidated Math tells me he was 37 first time he was number one. Well, so he's at 81. Okay, we'll just do it this way. Bill Gates has $81.
Okay.
Okay. Warren Buffett has $67. Number three is Larry Ellis from Oracle. He has $50. So there. The Koch brothers each have $42. Have you seen the Coke industry commercials now?
Uh-uh.
No. Oh, they are warm and fuzzy. Oh, they are just, I mean, they're taking kittens and just scratching the scruff of their neck. Oh, they are just as cute and lovable as you can imagine.
So. Well, they've been getting their teeth kicked in for the better part of a couple of years.
I understand, but now they're letting you know. A couple of the Waltons have about $36 and $38. Michael Bloomberg has $35, and yeah, that's enough. Mark Zuckerberg doesn't even make it. I mean, he's at like 34 or something like that. Carlos Sim, I think, is the world's most his richest dude. He's a communications guy. But anyway, there you go. That's people have got a whole lot of money. U.S. Americans, the rest of us, while we may not be rich, we are. And here's the reason. The Bear Grill in Congleton, England, started this, and now it's going to come over to U.S. America. It's called the Hibernator. It's got 8,000 calories, okay? It weighs 7 pounds.
I like the name.
Yeah, it contains 4 times the daily requirement of calories for a man. We're talking 4 fried eggs, a cheesy 4-egg omelet, 4 strips of bacon, 8 sausages, 4 waffles, 4 hash browns, 4 slices of toast, 4 slices of what they call fried bread, 4 slabs of black pudding.
I like black and white pudding.
Okay, 2 scoops of beans, French fries, and a milkshake. The cafe owner named Mark Winder says so far none of his customers have been able to eat the entire breakfast. He adds it's called the Hibernator because if anybody completes it, they'll need to sleep for a year. 8,000 calories.
I wonder what you get.
What do you mean, what do you get? Oh, yeah, is there a prize involved? Yeah, you get
tummy
your
ache.
Yeah, you'll wake up with a tummy ache. Yeah, all right. Anyway, there you are.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Yesterday, I talked about a common transition point in a woman's life. If she prepares for it ahead of time, she can turn the experience in a positive direction. So what's a common transition point for men? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When a man reaches his 50s, and I know what that feels like, many will find that their lives become less about productivity and more about influence. Their children are older and need direction in life. Their younger colleagues turn to them for insight. Suddenly, people depend on them, and the stakes are high. It's like my friend, a very successful businessman, who told me he was used to someone else being the older, wise man at the table. Until one day, a question was asked, and he realized everyone around the table turned to him for the answer. That's a great moment for a man, if he's prepared for it. If he's not, life changes can become a pressure cooker, and some guys will self-destruct. They may revert to an immature way of living, so no one requires anything of them. Other guys lose themselves in hobbies or even leave their families for younger women or excitement. The key is for guys to recognize that changes are coming, probably sooner than they think, and to prepare for them. To do that, surround yourself with a community of men who help each other approach those changes with confidence. If you need some help getting through your life transitions, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free.
Wow, free? Really? Web.com?
Yep, and in just 7 days. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Web.com can build your website for free in as little as 7 days. If after 30 days you're happy with your website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the monthly fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased. Call now 1-800-535-8815.
Your car or truck needs regular maintenance to keep you and your family safe on the roads. That's where my friends at SevCheck Service Center come in. SevCheck has been family-owned and operated since 1972. There's no job too big or too small for the staff. And remember, the sales and service area is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays from 7 to 4. The gasoline islands open 6 to 9 weekdays and 8 to 8 on Saturdays. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:50. With a bum shoulder and being helped off the field at one point, Texas A&M senior cornerback DeShazer Everett managed to earn Southeastern Conference Defensive Player of the Week honors. Coach Kevin Sumlin had high praise for Everett.
I'm extremely proud of the effort of our older guys. Our older guys led us. They were in and out of a real football game, a physical game. You know, DeShazer Everett leaves the game with a shoulder, ends up making critical plays at the end.
Critical plays and 16 tackles in the Aggies' win over Arkansas last week. It was the first career SEC weekly honor for Everett, who was a preseason All-SEC selection. And it's the first conference defensive player of the week honor for A&M since 2011, dating back to the Big 12. The offensive player of the week in the SEC was Todd Gurley, the running back for Georgia. And the special teams player was Quan Bray, the punt returner for Auburn. Texas A&M men's tennis freshman A.J. Contanzariti continued his magical run through the ITA All-American field with a win at the ITA qualifying first round. The qualifying draw feeds into the first men's national title of the fall season for 2014 at St. Francis Health System's ITA Men's All-American Championships. In Monday Night Football, Jamaal Charles returned from an ankle injury to rush for 92 yards and score three touchdowns as the Kansas City Chiefs crushed the New England Patriots 41-14 in Kansas City. The Pro Bowl running back caught two short touchdown passes from Alex Smith, who threw for 248 yards and three scores in a sharp performance. Smith attributes his success to the balance on offense.
When you're balanced, you're tough to defend, you know, and you're spreading the ball around. You know, it's hard. It's hard on defenses, and I thought we did a good job of that tonight.
Niall Davis finished with 107 yards rushing for KC, and tight end Travis Kelce had eight catches for 93 yards. And during the game, a world record was set for the loudest stadium ever, beating out Seattle from last year. The Oakland Raiders are looking for a new skipper. Here's NFL insider from Fox News, Jay Glazer.
Dennis Allen has been informed that he's been fired as head coach of the Oakland Raiders. They did not tell him. They didn't talk to him at all on the plane ride home. Their 11-hour flight from London back to Oakland. They didn't tell him anything today at all. They informed him via a phone call.
The team pulled the trigger last night. Allen was 8-28 as an Oakland Raiders head coach. An announcement on the interim coach will come today, with offensive line coach Tony Soprano expected to be the first assistant offered the job. A.J. Hinch has been introduced as the new manager of the Houston Astros. Hinch takes over for Bo Porter. He was fired on September the 1st in his second year. Tom Wallace ran the team for the rest of the season on an interim basis. The Astros finished up the season this year 70-92, which was good enough for fourth in the AL West. In the NHL preseason, Tyler Seguin scored three goals, and the Dallas Stars rallied to beat the Florida Panthers 5-4. Seguin's first two goals both tied the game after Florida had built 3-0 and 4-3 leads. Two of his third-period scores against Roberto Luongo were on power plays. Dallas defensive tackle Josh Brent will get to travel to London with the Cowboys later this season after the NFL amended several stipulations in his reinstatement following an intoxication manslaughter conviction. Brent will remain suspended for the first 10 games, but head coach Jason Garrett said he can be with the team.
He can't be out on the practice field with us, but he can work out. He can be involved in meetings. So I think it's a really good thing for him to kind of lay a foundation for him, you know, to get back.
It's the Houston Texans in Dallas for the Cowboys this weekend. It's a noon kickoff Sunday, and you can catch the action on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. And finally, Sprint Cup driver Tony Stewart says that he never considered retiring from racing following the death of Kevin Ward Jr. The three-time NASCAR champion talked with reporters yesterday in his first news conference since a grand jury decided last week not to charge him in Ward's death. Stewart was asked if he knew Ward before the collision.
Honestly, before the accident, I didn't know Kevin. I mean, I don't even know how many times I'd raced with him. I raced with that group a couple times a year. They've always been a great group to race with. But I didn't know him. But obviously after the accident, I've read a lot about him. And, you know, from what I read, I think he had a really promising career as a sprint car driver. It sounded like he was doing a good job and learning a lot at a young age. So I think he had a lot to look forward to.
The 20-year-old Ward was struck and killed by Stewart's car during a sprint car race in upstate New York, August the 9th. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care for living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care. Go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
During countless hunting and fishing trips, Dad taught me about life and being a man. I've never forgotten those words of wisdom, but now that Dad is starting to forget things, I know that as a man, it's my responsibility to make sure he's taken care of. That's why I'm so thankful for Visiting Angels. Dad loves having Courtney around to help him with dinner, keep the house tidy, and just have some company. And he gets to keep living in the house he knows and loves. There are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Call Visiting Angels today to find the perfect memory care specialized caregiver for your loved one. VisitingAngels.com.
At University Pediatric Association, an annual well check is much more than just keeping vaccinations up to date and charting height and weight. A thorough physical exam every year is the best way to ensure the health and happiness of your child. After a child enters kindergarten, they may not need another vaccination until the sixth grade, and that makes it easier for parents to put off the annual appointment. But children develop quickly during these years, and understanding the effects of individual risk factors like stress, sleep habits, and lifestyle choices is critical to a child's overall health, both physical and emotional. The annual well check is the best time to discuss these things with your child's pediatrician. At UPA, an annual well check includes a vision screening that can detect problems in the eyes before a child's vision is threatened. And we'll perform other tests as needed so you'll always know what's best for your family. For more information on well checks, click on upadocs.com. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Fall is almost here. You know what that means.
Come on now, come on. Let's hit the road.
At RV Station in Bryan, we can help you and your family camp or tailgate in style this fall. There's never been a better time.
This is the time.
Tailgate in absolute luxury with a brand new Jayco Pinnacle 38 FLFS.
Take $29,900 off.
Enjoy the gorgeous fall weather with your family in a brand new Shadow Cruiser 225 RBS.
Just $214 a month right now.
You can rely on RV Station in Bryan for the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Check us out online, rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with us.
Jayco number 2742, sale price $63,995. Shadow Cruiser number 2857, sale price $21,995. 144 months, 5.49 APR, 5% down plus TT and LWAC.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, baseball playoffs starting. For the second straight year, though, the Yankees have missed the playoffs. Oh. So, as a result, they don't get to be in the hateability index. So, as a public service to fans looking for pleasure in the misery of others, the Wall Street Journal has assembled its second annual Major League Baseball Hateability Index, ranking this year's 10 playoff teams in order of general loathsomeness. Rankings based on how many points teams racked up in 10 contempt-worthy categories like drug suspensions, ridiculous beards, and winning too much, as well as, you know, having to spend too much for players. Last year, the Los Angeles Dodgers won the study, dominating the hateability index with that unbeatable combination of bloated contracts and annoying fans. This year, it's the St. Louis Cardinals,
no!
Number one. There you go.
No!
The National League Center champs had the 12.7 ranking on the hateability scale, topping the Dodgers in at a loathsome 10.8.
And they're playing each other.
Yeah, there
so
you go.
So that's like the worst of all worlds.
So it's the Cardinals, the Dodgers, then San Francisco, then Detroit, then the Angels, then Washington, Pittsburgh, the Orioles, the Athletics, and finally, the Royals. So there's your hateability index. And then again, missing the Yankees, we miss so much. It's 8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.